It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Oh, we got a lot of calls, but I'm going to take Kelly from in Rhode Island because I gave her some advice last week, and I asked her to call back. Hi, Kelly. Is Kelly there?
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call again.
My pleasure.
And, after speaking with you last Friday, I did download your meditation exercises and found them to be very helpful.
Good.
So far. And I plan to continue to use.
And your husband is not pleased?
No, he's not pleased.
No, they won't be. They won't be. And your children may not be pleased either because they may be used to having their way with you.
Mm-hmm.
So some of them may be delighted, but usually if your husband's having his way with you and your children too, and you start to be stand up straight like a stick of celery, and that you have a strong spirit, with not being angry, and they can't get to you, and they can't irritate you to get what they want, it's quite disturbing to them, and you must expect that.
Mm-hmm. I find a lot of parallels to, I guess, with what you've been saying so far during your radio show this evening, and
yes.
From what I've been reading online, and I find that some of it uplifting. In the fact that I've changed a lot of the way I think about things and the way I think about others. And now I remember speaking with you about, I told you I was, I'm employed and I work during the evening and get home very late and...
You should be staying home.
Yeah. And I brought that up with my husband because I gave it a lot of thought and... you know, I see my children suffering.
Yes, but you must. Your children are more important than your husband.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
You must always think that the love of each other must be give way to the love for the children. So we shouldn't worry about what a husband thinks or wife think. What we should expect from each other our love to go to the children.
I agree with that, and I think my husband. Would find that
difficult, jealous. He's jealous.
Very
it's a
much.
Sickness, but you can't give in to that. You're going to have to say, look, you're going to have to talk to him like a Dutch uncle. I don't know what that means, but
I
grew up with that idea.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to say to your husband, look, mm-hmm. husband, this is puppy love we have with each other. Real love means our children comes first. In other words, don't be jealous that I love my children, and that I want to stay home with them.
Yeah.
You should be happy that I'm that kind of woman.
Yeah, well,
and I'm a little bit embarrassed that you think otherwise. That you want me not to love them, but to give you first, to love you first. No.
I also think he wants them to love him more.
It's a big ego thing. It's a war of who's going to be king of that little brood.
Right.
This has got to stop.
Right. Well, I brought up the fact that I, you know, would like to quit my job or...
No, what you do is you do it. You say, I'm sorry, I'm not going to go out to work. If I wanted to work, I wouldn't be married.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be a mother to my kids.
Yeah.
I don't want somebody else bringing them up.
Well, I did tell them that, and he said he'd rather have them in daycare.
Okay, and he said, well, and you should say, I'd rather have you in hell. That's my attitude.
He doesn't feel I'm a fit mother.
No, I don't think he's a fit father. You're a fit mother. Make sure you are a fit mother and you fit the idea of what real mother is. And as far as I'm concerned, men like that can go to hell. And that's the attitude. And you may have to go back to work without him. But then the children will understand. Right now, they don't. It's all about money, not about them. It's a bloody disgrace. All right, we'll be right back.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know, absolutely free on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. And when you visit FHU.com, receive Roy Masters' meditation exercise for free. You can also call the Foundation during West Coast business hours, Monday through Friday, at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
It's time for Advice Line.
My husband is verbally abusive to me, and I've never had a job. I don't drive, and I feel different from other people, and I feel hopeless about life. I don't have any money, and I just don't know what to do.
Call 1-800-866-8883.
I'd recently gone through a really tremendous test. My wife had me arrested, thrown out of the home, and we have 7 children.
Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Yes, welcome to marriage. Living hell. And we all, you know, when you look at it from the outside, it's raised glasses. You think there's happiness somewhere. No, there's happiness nowhere. All illusion. You know, some people enjoy the illusion for a season as long as it lasts. Suicides, violence, divorce, oh God knows. Drunken fits, drug addiction. Broken homes. Something's missing, and what we're dealing with this evening is something missing. Now, I was talking a few moments ago, you didn't hear it. Those of you listening on some stations get news instead of the first 6 minutes. I was talking to Kelly, I asked her to call me back, I gave her advice that she had a couple of kids, and that she felt like she wanted to stay home, and I said, you've got to stay home, but you have to learn how to deal with the demands of an uncaring husband. And she listened to the meditation. She's got more starch in her backbone. She stood her ground. She said, I want to stay home with my children. And he said, I'd rather see them in daycare. And I told her she should tell him I see you in hell. Not exactly like that. And I said, it's possible that he'll divorce you and all the rest of it, and you'll end up working anyway. But then the children will understand. The children understand when a father dies or something. And the wife, mother, has to go to work and cannot take care of them. The children understand it. The children are brighter than when they're 8 than when they're 80. They're much smarter, much more aware. The light goes out as you get older. You don't get wiser, you just get smarter or more careful. Looks like wisdom. Taint. All right, now, so I had a nice talk with her. Because the husband was jealous of the love of the mother for her children. And when the first duty of parent is, one should be happy that the other loves the children and draws the attention away from herself or himself. Because the children need the love more than they need the love for each other. The love for the children. That's what you have children for. Not to compete who's going to be the most loved. He wants to be loved. He doesn't want to give attention to the children. Because it takes away from him. He wants to be the ruler. You can't give love to these kids. You've got to love me. It's insanity. It's what it is. Evil. All right, now we're going to take our calls. If you heard the conversation, it would have sounded a lot better. You get a copy of this tape, by the way, the part you missed. Actually, the part you missed will be replayed on my web, on the Foundation of Human Understanding website, FHU.com. It replays from 12 to 2 West Coast time. So if you want to get that first few minutes, it was excellent dialogue. I should have saved it for the main part of the program. But we're going to go to CJ in Los Angeles, rejected by women and unfairly. Is that what I'm getting from the question up on the board here?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you fine, sir.
Yes. Well, recently, it seems like I've been rejected, like...
Well, so you should be.
Yeah, like, for no apparent reason, I'm like...
No, the reason is you want to be accepted.
Right.
And you're willful about it.
Right.
Well, I mean, how can a person be gracious if you're demanding? And a person who would accept you would be your slave. Because you're willful, and so therefore there may be a woman in your life that has had a willful background, and therefore tended with the programming to be subject to willful people, and to enslave herself to that willful person, which would be you. And you'd be the bully. And it'd be misery ever after. No heaven or hell. So you're a willful person, and you need so badly to be complete. But if a woman has any sense, she'll reject you. And if a woman has no sense, she'll accept you. But then you've got a living hell on your hands. She'll bring the worst out of you. And you'll become hungrier and hungrier for we're never satisfied, like people eating. They're hungrier and hungrier. They try to make the food give them something spiritual. They don't understand it, but to fill an emptiness in them, to complete something. And all they get is more completely fat and ugly.
Right.
See, and so
I was recently introduced to one of my good friends. His mom introduced me to a beautiful young lady, and
you got hooked right away.
Got hooked right away, and
then you wanted, and then you thought you accepted, and then you thought you had an invitation, and you didn't. She pulled back. She started to sense it. She pulls back as she should.
Exactly.
She may be playing with you, but point if she's a sensible woman, but then you feel rejected, then you're angry. When you're angry, you're less of a human being than you were before you're angry, and you try to get what was held back from you. You're much more determined because you're much more needful of it. You have to learn when you're rejected. That's good for you. To just take your rejection like a man. And you know, a woman has a right to reject a man. And because what is hers is hers to give, not for you to take. Did you get that?
Yeah. What is hers, hers to give?
What her love is hers to give, not for yours to take.
Right.
That makes sense?
It makes sense.
Does that sober you up?
It makes me feel better.
It makes you feel like a heel.
I don't feel stronger.
Well, yeah, 'cause you feel stronger if you take the correction.
Right.
You see now, so don't impose yourself on any woman. And if a woman is attracted to you, don't puff up. Like a cobra, like a king on a throne for a minute, and you're coming down for a feeling. You're actually coming down away from what is real, for an illusion of being a king on a throne. And the egos love that. The ego nature loves it. And once you find that feeling of being alive, it's almost like having eternal life. Like young people feel like they're immortal. For a moment, you feel immortal. And she's providing the illusion of being immortal. That's what it is. And you want that. But you don't realize you're being manipulated. You're being drained. You're being outused.
Right.
Do you understand that? She's got the same feeling, but she's got the power. You got the illusion.
That's a game.
See, it's like the dope pusher has the power, the money, and the addict has the illusion.
Right.
So they're compatible. They both got, one's got it, one's got the power that he shouldn't have, a dangerous power, evil power. The other one's got the illusion walking around in a trance, thinking he's Mr. Wonderful, and he can do no wrong. And he can take his pleasure where he will. but everywhere he takes his pleasures, there's one of those pushers there.
So how do you counteract that? You just deposit the energy into yourself?
No, you mean to talk about the sexual energy?
Yes, the feeling of, you know...
Well, I've learned something, and you've got to learn it too. You've got to stop being a feeling person. You have to not... Look, for instance, a long time ago, the board of directors bought me a car of the foundation, a long time ago, because I'm a person that wears old shoes and wears old clothes and drives old cars. So they thought, well, you give me a car where you take the top off. And they said to me, how does it feel? I said, it feels like a car, and drove off.
Right.
I don't feel any different. If you give me the best suite in a luxury liner, if you give me all the riches on earth, I will not feel any different. And if you take it away, I won't feel any different. I'm a whole person. How can I say this? You've got to be the kind of person that is happy with who you are. Now, that's not easy to just say be happy with who you are, because it has to do with identity. It has to do with wholeness of being. See, because there's nothing in the world can take the place of a relationship with your Creator, which is very mystical and subtle and quiet and intuitively guided, so that everything you do nothing will ever go wrong. Nothing will ever go wrong. Even the wrong things work together for good. It is a mystical thing. And there's a certain sweetness and contentment about outcome. If things turn out good, it's nice. You're happy, appreciate it. And if things things go wrong or appear to go wrong, you're not frustrated. It's you just endure it. And on the other side of the endurance is a more noble person, more suited for the greater joys to come, the greater adventures to come. You have to go through trials and tribulations of pleasures and pains. You've got to learn not to be raised by pleasure or dashed to pieces by disappointment. You've got to learn to be neutral. Then the average person who is not wise will say, well, that's not fun. I'm having all the fun in the world because you can't own me. When you think you own your car owns you. When you don't own your car, you own your car. It's a divine paradox.
Right.
Got it?
Got it.
You are always owned by what you own, because it really owns you. You can't make material things more important than what is right. And now when it comes to women, you have to be a gentleman. You must love the chastity of a woman, even if she isn't chaste. You must treat her as a virgin, as something beautiful. And that you don't want to abuse. You don't want to press your advantage. You've got to look at this woman like, well, you would want men to look at your daughter that way. You don't want men to look at your daughter as if she was an ice cream sundae, just an object of use. You wouldn't want that, would you?
No.
Then don't look at other women's don't look at other men's daughters the same way.
Yeah.
Then if you do that, then the woman will give herself to you because she knows that you're stable and that you'll love her and you'll never use her, because you could have used her and you didn't. And she knows that you'll be loyal to her because you were loyal to yourself from the very beginning. Don't you see?
Right.
So now, does that make you feel a little bit wiser?
It does. It does.
And we need more conversation like this on radio, my friend. I must rush to my next caller and make a break. I do hope it's helpful.
It is.
Okay, now, we'll make it. Thank you very much. And I enjoyed my conversation with you. We'll make a break. Do you suffer from anxiety? And do you struggle with anger, fear, guilt, and depression? Have you been searching for the key to free your mind from mental chatter and emotional conflict? The answer you've been seeking has been helping people for over 46 years. Perhaps you've heard of a simple mind-quieting technique called Be Still and Know. Please feel free to download it without obligation at FHU.com. The good news is You already have within you the power to solve your own problems. But first you need to see how those daily little irritations, the stress, mount up and cause you to implode into unbearable repression or explode and lose control. Be Still and Know is a simple do-it-yourself, life-changing experience now available over the Internet, free, without any obligation. Go to FHU.com and rediscover the carefree innocence of a little child. If you do, you will never forget the day you heard this message. Thank you. Yes, and this message includes, I'm not used to reading my own commercials, but that's going out over the network, so that's kind of nice. Sunday, October the 1st, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., at the Texas Station Gambling Hall in Las Vegas. We're going to have a healing seminar. I will show you things you've never seen before, broad daylight. And many of my psychiatrists and doctor friends will be there. I have lots of doctor friends and psychiatrist friends, believe it or not. I converse with them very often. Sometimes 3 or 4 hours we exchange. I sometimes help them and they help me understand about myself. But I'm ready now to understand these things. And sometimes it turns out I know more than they do. And sometimes they know more than I do. And I'm helping with them with their problems. A friend of mine's a psychiatrist. And I've got three psychiatrist friends. And one of them, I'm helping him see things he's never seen before. As a matter of fact, all three of them. And they'll be there. What am I doing here? Anyway, if you go to the website FHU.com or call my office, we're expanding the room because I feel that we're going to... my friend who's sponsoring the event in Las Vegas, he lives in Las Vegas, he wanted to know how we were doing with the calls. We're getting lots of calls. So we think we're going to have more than 300 people, so we've expanded it to 400 people. So that is usually the size of my lectures, or maybe 500 people in Los Angeles when the strength of the radio station was, you know, reached out a little bit more. And so there you have it. Give me a call, 866-8883. That's an 800 number, 10 to midnight West Coast time. If you want to call my office, it's 866-RADIO-ROY. Now we're going to take our calls. Alice in California. Hello, Alice.
Hi, Mr. Masters.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, oh yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my husband and I are raising my granddaughter who is 6 and my grandson who's 5 years old. And
what happened to the parents?
Oh, their father's in prison and their mother is on to her third boyfriend and pregnant.
Oh, no, that's a troubled child.
And on drugs. And we've had custody of them for about a year now. Actually, they were living with us, and she moved out and about a year ago, and we brought them back because she was on drugs and taking the kids on from one boyfriend to another.
Oh, so it's awful. Well, you're gonna have some trouble.
You know, she's just been, my granddaughter's been lying a lot, and I've just been...
I know. What is it? Even children who are not troubled lie, and you have to be very patient with it, and you're going to always never be shocked. Never be angry, you know, always have that sort of Mary, you know, that Mary Poppins look?
Yes.
You know, and if you just hold your ground and make certain punishments, consequences necessary, but calmly, and don't overdo the punishment, like go to your naughty corner or go to your room or whatever,
and
watch out, don't spank.
No.
Don't spank. That's no good. That's because they've seen the violence. So, and if you just be patient, and but you're going to be patient for years and years and years. And but as you, the more patient you are, the more patience you've got. Now, the patience is eternal. It means you never run out of the supply.
You never run out. Yes.
Never run out of the supply. So that's all you have to be, and you'll be able to help that child. And I hope your husband will be the same way.
I pray that, you know, every day I just be patient and...
That's all. But that will do it, that you detect the lie And you said, now, look, young lady, it is, that's not correct. There's ways of doing it. I can't put the words in your mouth.
Yes.
But it has, as long as it has the genuine essence of patience without repressing looking like you're patient.
Mm-hmm.
So covering your impatience with a smile or a veneer. Because the kids will see through that. They can smell that like burned firecrackers.
Oh, I know.
Seriously.
I was just wondering why, you know, maybe there was something.
I can't tell you, but I tell you, it will be overcome by the patient. Love inherent in patience.
Okay.
There's love inherent in patient endurance with the naughtiness of little children. All children are naughty.
Uh-huh.
They're born with a need to be corrected.
Yes.
So even the best of them will lie.
I see.
And they can't help those impulses to hurt each other and to snatch things away from each other.
Yes.
And all you have to do is say, that's not right.
Okay.
You know, is it okay for Johnny to do that to you? No. Well, then why would you want to do it to him? Was it right for you to do it? No. And this way you talk to them.
Yes.
And you don't try to make them feel bad, because that's enough. They get it. When you talk to them, when you talk to their souls, using words, when your soul talks to their soul, they respect the authority of your speech.
Yes.
And it may take a while to get correction. Remember, correction doesn't come all at once. They're little children.
Mm-hmm.
They're swayed by the world. They're swayed by this. They're swayed by their emotions.
I know.
It takes time for the soul to consciousness to develop, to really grasp what you're saying. But meanwhile, they'll be guided. Their behavior will be trained.
Yes.
For their consciousness, when they get old enough, mature enough to take over the body that you've trained.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Be good.
Thank you.
You're a nice lady. Okay, we're going to go to another caller. Let's just say we're going to make a break here. So let's take the call. It says 2 minutes till the break. It says 11:29 and 19 seconds. But okay, I'll do it. 2 minutes to the break. Well, I'll say hello to Steve in Ventura, California. Just tell me what the problem is, then we'll go to the break.
Hello, Roy.
Hello, Steve.
Great program. You're sounding stronger than ever.
Thank you.
I'm having some, I guess I'm feeling, you know, you talk about not making decisions, and I understand that, being guided, and I just feel a little bit clouded or torn between my intuition. You know, I think...
Do you feel pressured?
Well, a little bit.
No, a little bit is too much.
I feel like there may be pressure on both sides of this decision.
What's pressuring you? Tell me.
Well, I started a business a while back. I've been working my butt off. I've been very frugal. I paid off my house. And then I think maybe that I was too ambitious, and I went to buy a little commercial condo for my business. I'm renting now. But I went to buy one, and then after I put the money down, and after some time went by, I realized that I've kind of roped myself into this another, you know, large mortgage, where we could be free to leave. We're in California, and we've talked about, my wife and myself, about leaving this rat race down here.
Yeah.
And I see that I kind of tied myself.
Well, it's very simple. We have to sell the condo. Sell it for a little loss, sell it for a little profit. But don't be anxious about it, because it doesn't cure it. Hold the line a minute, because there may be a little bit more to this. But I'm Roy Masters, and we're going to make a break now, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go away. Program number is 4361, and the first hour is 4360. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Do you long for the days when life was less complex and confusing? Do you wish there were ways to reduce everyday stress? If you have worries about your family, finances, or relationships, then it's time for you to download and listen to Be Still and Know from FHU.com. This free audio lesson will teach you how to free yourself from your own negativity so you can better deal with day-to-day challenges. You can stop the anger, the doubt, the sense of failure that's holding you back. FHU.com can help. Learn exercises that will give you strength to overcome problems and make life easier. Don't let emotions take control. If you're ready for a new perspective, go to FHU.com to hear Be Still and Know absolutely free. That's FHU.com. With a new version of your own life, you can be happy again. Visit FHU.com for a free audio download of Be Still and Know. Life is too short to waste on the same problems day after day. Go to FHU.com. Do it today.
Join the thousands who have gained enlightenment through the foundation of human understanding and from listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You'll find a wealth of information by visiting FHU.com. Sunday sessions at the foundation are a popular event, but if you're unable to attend, you can now take them home with you. That's right. Enjoy 20 Sunday sessions on MP3 CD. 40 hours of audio on one CD. Find out more at FHU.com. Recent topics of Sunday sessions include Original Sin, Why It's No Longer Your Fault, Faith, Doubting the Demon of Doubt, and Food, the Most Dangerous Drug of All. Enjoy these and other relevant topics by ordering your Sunday sessions on CD. 20 sessions in all, a full 40 hours of audio. Find out more at FHU.com or call us during West Coast business hours at 1-800-877-3227. 1-800-877-3227.
Your life can be all that you had hoped it could be. Sometimes, all we need is a little help in understanding how to unlock those doors that confine us. The first crucial step is to reach out. Countless people just like you have changed their lives for the better through the assistance of Roy Masters and Advice Line. Now you can order Advice Line shows on MP3, CD, 40 hours of audio by visiting FHU.com or by calling us at 1-800-877-3227. Catch up with those lost programs by ordering your CD today. Priceless information, insightful programming, a calming resolve. All available through Advice Line with Roy Masters. Order your 40-hour audio CD or simply subscribe today and never miss another show. Visit FHU.com or call the Foundation at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227. Do you long for the days when life was less complex and confusing? Do you wish there were ways to reduce everyday stress? If you have worries about your family, finances, or relationships, then it's time for you to download and listen to Be Still and Know from FHU.com. This free audio lesson will teach you how to free yourself from your own negativity so you can better deal with day-to-day challenges. You can stop the anger, the doubt, the sense of failure that's holding you back. FHU.com can help. Learn exercises that will give you strength to overcome problems and make life easier. Don't let emotions take control. If you're ready for a new perspective, go to FHU.com to hear Be Still and Know absolutely free. That's FHU.com. With a new version of your own life, you can be happy again. Visit FHU.com for a free audio download of Be Still and Know. Life is too short to waste on the same problems day after day. Go to FHU.com.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, we're going to go back to Steve. Steve, can you hear me in Ventura?
I listen to you on the net, so I can.
Oh, you. By the way, you can go to 8:30 on the dial, and it starts at 10 o'clock, and you can get me in Ventura.
I heard about that. I heard you say that, and I think KKLA still plays you.
Yeah, they both do.
But it's not as strong out here in Ventura.
No, but KLAA. That's
at 8:30 on the dial.
That's right, and you can get me out there where you couldn't get me on the other one. It covers the whole of Southern California now. Between the two stations. Now, right. Where were we now?
Well, you know, I've been working hard. My wife and I, we work very hard. We paid off our mortgage. We really have no liabilities. We've been very prudent and frugal. We've talked about leaving Southern California. I mean, I see what's coming down the track. I mean, if we have some kind of terrorist attack or something like that, it could blow this whole market.
I saw that 25 years ago. That's why I came up here.
Right. And I know you. This is your old stomping grounds down here.
That's right. It is. I still have a house down there.
So, the business is still. It's only 3 years old. But I've been very, conservative with the money. And
yeah, but now come to the point.
I'm having a hard. I put money down on this condo.
No, it's not a big deal. It's only money.
Yeah, I know, and that's why I think if I pull out and I lose the deposit, that.
But you don't need to. You don't have to be in a hurry. You put the condo up for sale, you make a little, you lose a little,
yeah,
and go on with your life.
I haven't purchased it yet. That's where I'm in the bind. Should
you can back out.
Right.
Oh, well, that's no big deal.
So that's where the pressure is. Because I put I put 10K down on it.
Oh, you mean to say, like, who was it, Pontius Pilate, was it Pontius Pilate, is it Salome? Salome danced for him, and he promised up to half his kingdom or something, anything she wanted, and
right,
he didn't
John
know.
The
he,
Baptist, yeah.
Yeah. So he couldn't go back on his word because God had spoken. You can go back on your word. This is not a big deal. It's business. He decided
right.
not to. It's
and
not
I,
such a
I
big
agree,
deal.
And I agree with you on that, but the quandary that I have is, am I doing it out of fear?
No. Listen, follow your intuition.
Okay.
Don't wrestle backwards and forwards with, am I doing it out of fear or am I doing it out of this? It's not a big deal. Do you want to leave Southern California? Yes or no?
Yes, eventually.
You want the albatross hanging around your neck?
Hell no. No, I don't.
They're going to burn it down or blow it up, or one of the two sooner or later, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Thank you.
They are. I have a strong sense of my intuition that says, don't go through with this.
Follow through with it. Listen to your intuition. You'll never go wrong.
I appreciate it, Roy.
Never go wrong. But God bless you. We can take our next call.
Thank you, Roy.
You're welcome. We're going to go. We fail our intuition. Intuition never fails. Will never fail you. Never. It's called faith in religious parlance. It's just intuition. Intuition. Education would be out tuition. Actually, the word education is it educare? It's in Greek. Means to bring forth from within. We got it all backwards. We don't bring anything forth from within when we educate children. We slap it on like a veneer, like a coat of paint. And that falls apart of the grave. When we rob the child, we don't bring forth, awaken them to what they kind of already know. I mean, why would you believe me? I don't ask you to believe anything that I say unless you already knew it all along somehow. A strange thing. It's like you knew it all along. You just need, you have your memory jogged. It's like that. And when do we take our call now? Tom in San Jose. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Roy. I just wanted to know your thoughts on investing in the stock market.
I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole.
Okay, it's something kind of...
Well, that's up to you. I'm not... I never... I like to be... Uh-huh. I like to be in charge of my own future.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not a gambler. I don't like to put my life in somebody else's hands.
I see. So
I sooner buy a house.
Uh-huh.
I mean, as long as I'm working and I'm investing money,
uh-huh.
I'll buy a piece of real estate in the path of progress.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then it only can go up, and then I rent it and let somebody else pay it off.
Right.
And then I have an income, and after a while, I've been... 78 years old now, so I've got I don't have a whole lot because I never earned a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a few pieces of real estate. It gives me a little income.
And I think real estate is a good investment if you...
Well, I mean, it's an investment like anything else, isn't it?
Or even, I don't know how you feel about gold coins, but I think...
Well, it's a bit... I don't know. It's a... I bought gold coins when they were $90 an ounce.
Uh-huh.
Still got them.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
I think it could be a good investment.
Yeah. Well, it's very simple. I mean, just simple economics. If you buy a $100,000 house and you put $10,000 down, and then you take the rest of your money, you could invest in business, and because it's better that you utilize it and not just sort of hoard your money in gold. You'll take a small portion of your money, always put a little in gold. Currency is, you know, not very reliable.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, the value of the house goes up, or the value of the house goes up, or the inflation comes along and makes gold worth more. Either way, then you can pay your house off with cheap money.
Especially with the way the world economics are going, you know.
So there's a way you can always win.
Right, right. But would you put the stock market as
unclean, like gambling? There's a lot of stuff going on there that's unclean.
Right.
I don't know enough about it. I'm not interested. Uh-huh. I don't want to have those highs and lows.
Uh-huh. I understand. Yeah, I understand.
I'm not into money. I'm not into getting rich quick.
Right. Okay, I understand.
So I just like something steady. I like something I
too much excitement.
Where I have to use my own judgments. I have to rise and fall by my own judgments.
I
like that.
I see. And I was also thinking that, I like sometimes, fixing up a car here and there and selling
it. Well, that's the way. If you're good at that sort of thing, that's a little business.
And I tend to, if I make a little bit good money on it, I kind of get a little excited, but I'm okay.
No, never get excited when you win, and don't get excited, upset when you lose.
Oh, I see.
When people praise you and tell you how wonderful you are,
uh-huh.
Don't come down for the praise. Say thank you. Very nice of you. And if people treat you like dirt,
mm-hmm.
Don't feel anything.
Right,
just see that they're treating you like dirt and don't be degraded. Don't be downfallen.
Right.
Don't be frustrated.
Right.
Don't feel rejected. It's because there's ego. The ego is fielding those emotions, you see.
Right.
And so then but what happens is that you have a steady course unfolding like a flower. You otherwise those two emotions will interfere with your unfolding.
I see.
Got that?
So basically what you're saying is I can still be successful and make some money, but just don't fall down to the extent.
No, and you'll be more successful and you'll make much more money money won't ruin you.
As long as
you don't make money, you're God. And
right.
See, in other words, don't make money or anything too important. Don't make your wife too important. Don't make your children too important. Make what is right for each moment more important, whatever that happens to be.
I see.
So if your children are naughty, then that's the moment you have to deal with them. So you have to deal with them in a right way,
mm-hmm.
not yield to them or give to them what is appropriate, whatever the right thing is to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so as it crosses your path, the line is drawn in the sand. Always listen to your intuition, but you cannot if you're emotional.
Right.
Be confused if you're emotional by excitement,
uh-huh.
Because excitement will bring you down.
Yes,
away from intuition. It will open the floodgates of hell.
Mm-hmm.
I mean that.
I've seen that happen in my life, too, believe it or not. And
Emotion is the power of deception.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody who's emotional is deceived. You cannot be emotional and not be deceived. Even if you can see that you're being deceived, you can't stop it affecting you.
Mm-hmm.
And infecting you. You'll have no power if you're emotional. If anybody can make you emotional, build you up, mm-hmm. tell you how wonderful you are, or degrade you, and you're angry, you're dead both ways.
Mm-hmm.
Remember it this way: if any person praises you as a holy man, don't be uplifted.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody puts you down, don't be filled rejected. Mm-hmm. Stay even. And no one can control you. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, you will control the outcome. It has a very strange effect. Mm-hmm. When people try to influence you and they can't, you influence them.
Mm-hmm.
It's in a very strange way. And I will not go into the details because you'll have to see it for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard.
In other words, you will always win. You will never lose. There's no such thing as losing if you have that grace. If you have the grace to have a steady path so that your emotions never separate you, cleave you away from reason,
mm-hmm.
you can never lose. Even if they kill you, you haven't lost.
Mm-hmm.
They've self-destructed themselves.
I see. Yeah, you mentioned that the emotion is an elixir and puts a mist in the mind and
it does.
Dumbfounded or something.
That's
like
right.
That.
It will forbid you to see anything clearly.
Right.
And when you do see it clearly, it'll be too late.
Right. It's like a drug. Emotions like.
Oh
like
yeah, you get it. Then you get angry. Because you think you hate to see. You begin to hate seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you begin to hate what shows it to you.
Oh, I see.
It's very complicated.
Yeah. I think I will stay away from the stock market because I do get nervous, which is a form of excitement, right?
America is going to hell in a handbasket very soon. Let me tell you this.
Uh-huh.
The American dollar is going to lose its value.
Uh-huh.
That even people in South Vietnam and South Korea and places in third world countries, they won't take dollars anymore. Even the man in the street won't take your dollar.
Mm-hmm.
We're in trouble.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
The only way we can cure it is to print the dollars. They're going to call in. They're going to call in the loans pretty soon.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking about. A little investing in gold there.
It wouldn't hurt, but gold is not a good investment if you.
True. Not all the time. Uh-huh.
No. You need to have a little bit put aside. But if you're a businessman, you just don't want to. You can't grow if you're going to tie it up in something.
True.
You can't. You need to be fluid.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have the fun of succeeding or failing or whatever you see, the adventure, the eternal adventure.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got to go. Nice talking to you. And we're slowing down. I guess we heard a few people's feelings tonight talking about the ladies the way I do. All right, we'll be right back. I'm Roy Masters, 866-8883. Go to my website, fhu.com. Ladies and gentlemen, just got a few minutes to ask you to, if you've enjoyed the program, please support us with your donations. You can do that on the web. It's not that easy. I don't like to put my credit card on the web. I personally don't like to do that, but it's safe. Or you can call the foundation and you can, I think they have a system. I'm not very conversant with the automatic debit program where so much money is deleted from your account every month. That is a nice way of helping us because we need a steady income in order to know which way to sail in business here. Foundation is a church, but it's also a business because we have to be businesslike. We have to pay salaries. We have to pay bills. We have to pay for radio and all kinds of things like that. Insurance. It's like $200,000 every month I've got to find. And we haven't been meeting that very often. So I've made some business investments in the past. And I can't do that anymore because IRS doesn't like it. We have to hold our tin cup out in order to be a church. Isn't that strange? So I never did understand that. But anyway, we're running on that now. And we can't run to empty. So please make it possible for us to reach people around the world because we are reaching out. I can reach around the world and do things that George Bush can't do. I can reach you and help you where your minister can't do and your psychiatrist can't do. There's broken people out there that no one can help. I know I'd help them, and you know I do. So would you do it for them? And they'll never know who to thank. Maybe thank God. That would be nice. Appreciate it. If you write a check to Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. It's Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Or give me a call, 866-RADIO-ROY. And there's business hours, West Coast time. You can inquire about the seminar coming up in Las Vegas. And I do have a recipe for stomach problems. And that was motivated by my own, and it really works. And we'll send you a recipe if you'll call the office, and they'll tell you how to go about it.
Listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, well, ladies and gentlemen, most of the program has been devoted to man-woman relationships and how the missing element, the spiritual element between them, brings forth hell on earth, which hell is very traumatizing to the children. It's almost like you don't care about the kids anymore. It's so like a struggle, the tug of war to be the ruling monarch of the realm, just small brood of kids. It's a struggle for power over one another, and that's an evolution of hell. And so I have suggested that you gentlemen, I just might as well just come out straight and tell you that if you have trouble with your wife, better leave the sex alone for a while. Now, she might complain, but women are not interested in sex. They're not hungry for sex. They're hungry for your soul, your essence. They don't know it. Of course, what they want is love. However, it happens to be your worship. In other words, women unconsciously want you to love them or be in subjection to them. They unconsciously want to own you, gentlemen. And that's not healthy. Deeper down inside a good woman, this is the summation of the program, the good woman, and let's assume that most women are good inside, is that they know that they have this power over men, that they can make them think that their slavery is really love, then giving themselves to the woman is really love, and not what it really is, servitude. Because, gentlemen, you can always see, if you give yourself to a woman for love, you find yourself that you can't say no to them after a while because they hold back the sense of worth you need. And all you've got is a cheap thrill, a cheap sense of worth. That's all you've got. She's got the power. And once she's got the power, she's a man-eater. She's addicted to your essence. You have to give more of yourself to her. If you want, it's an addiction. That's the summation of the program. Just like the addict with the pusher. The pusher has the power, the money, the wealth. But it's also ugly. The pusher is ugly. And the pushover has enabled the ugliness. Supply and demand. He's rising from hell. The addict draws hell out of an ordinary person and turns them into a drug pusher. And so he cries out to an ordinary person and turns the ordinary person into a drug lord. And he can't say no, because he's empowering hell. He's giving the drug dealer, drug lord, the power, while the drug lord dabbles in illusions. You've only got an illusion of reality. It's false. You're nothing. Now, women do the same thing with men. They don't want to do it, but they've got no choice because the men are attracted to them for that reason. That's the problem from the very beginning. It's called original sin. Every man born a woman is born of an unloved woman from the first failing father. So all the men born from her are failing men. What do you expect? And all the Eves still wait to be loved, to have the hell loved out of them rather than embraced in them. Men born addicted to female. That's right, addicted. And so their sexuality is the result, is a failing. So you're a breeder. But it is the, all men have an embarrassment about it, a shame about it, an embarrassment, even a pain about it when things go wrong with their life and they have terrible trouble with women and alcohol and drugs. It's all because of that. There's always a sense of shame and emptiness and frustration in sexual relationships, because sexuality in a man is death replacing itself. Men are dying, and the reason why we die is because ego. The very moment of coition, the moment of sexual excitement, is the high, and that high is the next low. See, and meanwhile you're reproducing yourself as an unfit father. See, and a contemptuous mother, and children come into the world, and you keep squabbling. The more sex you have, the less of a human being you become, unless, of course, you understand, you find deeper understanding, which we shall continue tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, we'll talk about it, if you want to. I'm Roy Masters, 866, Radio Roy, FHU.com.
Do you long for the days when life was less complex and confusing? Do you wish there were ways to reduce everyday stress? If you have worries about your family, finances, or relationships, then it's time for you to download and listen to Be Still and Know from FHU.com. This free audio lesson will teach you how to free yourself from your own negativity so you can better deal with day-to-day challenges. You can stop the anger, the doubt, the sense of failure that's holding you back. FHU.com can help. Learn exercises that will give you strength to overcome problems and make life easier. Don't let emotions take control. If you're ready for a new perspective, go to FHU.com to hear Be Still and Know absolutely free. That's FHU.com. With a new version of your own life, you can be happy again. Visit FHU.com for a free audio download of Be Still and Know. Life is too short to waste on the same problems day after day. Go to FHU.com. Do it today.
Join the thousands who have gained enlightenment through the foundation of human understanding and from listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You'll find a wealth of information by visiting FHU.com. Sunday sessions at the foundation are a popular event, but if you're unable to attend, you can now take them home with you. That's right. Enjoy 20 Sunday sessions on MP3 CD, 40 hours of audio on one CD. Find out more at FHU.com. Recent topics of Sunday sessions include original sin, why it's no longer your fault, faith, doubting the demon of doubt, and food, the most dangerous drug of all. Enjoy these and other relevant topics by ordering your Sunday sessions on CD. 20 sessions in all, a full 40 hours of audio. Find out more at FHU.com or call us during West Coast business hours at 1-800-877-3227. 1-800-877-3227.